What blunders should you avoid while purchasing your first travel backpack? Backpacks are still the most popular type of baggage for travelers, and not just because we have a reputation to uphold. When worn properly, backpacks feel considerably lighter than they appear, and they provide greater agility than a suitcase on wheels when the terrain is not smooth and level. However, you should invest in a nice pack that evenly distributes weight and efficiently stores your items. This bag may be more or less tied to you for the majority of your travels, and each of those days may serve as a reminder that you should have spent more time choosing a backpack if you don't get it right the first time. Here are the most common mistakes individuals make while shopping for a pack and how to avoid them. Having a thing for wheels. We have yet to come across a bag with wheels that function effectively as both a wheeled suitcase and a backpack. Most of the time, when one attempts to be both, it fails at both. Wheels make backpacks heavier, and the structure is less comfortable. Any wheeled suitcase with straps does so in such a manner that the straps and hip belt cannot be correctly adjusted. We'd love to be proven incorrect someday when the perfect hybrid is discovered, but we haven't seen it yet. Instead, choose one sort of bag from custom wholesale backpack manufacturers and stick with it for the duration of the trip. For hiking expeditions, use a backpack, but for most short domestic journeys on flat, firm ground, use a carry-on size roll-out board. Choosing a day pack with detachable straps. Detachable day packs aren't always the amazing two-for-one deal they appear to be. The weight of the detachable day pack is distant from your body when attached and might throw you off balance. You'll probably find you don't want the day pack attached and will prefer to wear it in front, which distributes the weight better. You'll eventually get rid of the provided day pack and replace it with a better day pack. Since the two-in-ones are meant to attach, and you may never use them that way, you're better off buying a separate backpack and a decent day pack. Making mistakes in modifications. A decent rucksack that has been wrongly worn is no longer a viable backpack. Unlike what you utilized during your educational life, the load of your pack should be supported by your hips rather than your shoulders. As a result, you should start with the shoulder straps relaxed and then fasten and tighten your hip belt such that the pack's weight sits comfortably on your hip bones. Then, tighten the shoulder straps that are dangling around your elbows to draw the pack in close to your body. The straps on each side of your neck will then be adjusted up to take the weight off your shoulders. Finally, clasp the sternum strap to hold the shoulder straps in place. Also, whether you have a top or front loader, place your heaviest goods at the bottom of your bag. Purchasing without first trying. You may spend hours reading reviews online, but no one can tell you if the pack is right for you. Trying on an empty pack at a store won't help, either. You want to simulate the genuine thing. We recommend purchasing multiple backpacks and filling them with the precise things you want to carry while traveling. Take a couple of long walks with each pack, climb many flights of stairs, and practice putting them on and taking them off. Return the others if you identify a clear winner. Business owners, if you are planning on placing bulk orders for private label bags, now is the time. Head straight to a popular manufacturer and spell out your private label needs.